Could have picked any number of songs to celebrate the birthday of Stevie Nicks. 72 years old today. Of course, longtime member and still member of Fleetwood Mac. Vocals on Dreams, which was number one back in 1977. And a number one album with Belladonna in 1981. And Edge of 17, which we hear right now. A Hall of Famer, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, both with Fleetwood Mac and as a solo artist, Stevie Nicks turns 72 years old today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us across the state of Michigan on this Tuesday after a holiday, May 26th. The governor of California wants to mail ballots to every voter in the state. He doesn't just want to do it. He's decreed he will do it. The Republican Party fighting back, launching a legal battle to block California Governor Gavin Newsom from sending all voters in his state mail-in ballots for the general election, arguing that move is unconstitutional and invites voter fraud. The RNC, the NRCC, the California Republican Party all filing a lawsuit Sunday against Gavin Newsom and the Secretary of State in California. In their complaint, the groups called the Democratic governor's action an illegal usurpation of the legislature's authority to set the time, place, and manner of the election, which they said constitutionally rests with the state legislature. On May 8th, Newsom signed an executive order stating that every registered California voter would be sent a mail-in ballot because of concerns about the spread of coronavirus. The Republican groups argue that mailing out those ballots is a recipe for disaster because even inactive voters will receive them, which invites fraud, coercion, theft, and otherwise illegitimate voting and, quote, invalid votes dilute the votes of honest citizens and deprive them of their right to vote in violation of the 14th Amendment. Now, the concerns about fraud are always whisked away by saying it doesn't happen. There's no such thing as voter fraud. And, of course, you have stories. I didn't print this one. There's a story from Friday, I think, about a Philadelphia election judge who was literally stuffing the ballot box with ballots. I mean, not a really sophisticated way, but there you have it. It does happen, of course. Part of the problem here is Gavin Newsom acting on his own to send a ballot to everyone. Here in Michigan, applications are going out. In Illinois, meanwhile, Illinois House and Senate has passed legislation, and the governor there, Governor Pritzker, has said he will sign it. It would direct election authorities to mail or email official vote-by-mail applications to any voters who applied for an election ballot in the 2018 general, the 2019 municipal, or the March 2020 primary. So again, that's slimmed down from what California wants to do, but still sending those out to Illinois voters as well. I don't imagine this will be the last we hear about the attempted expansion of vote by mail. And where is this bite? Our lieutenant governor was on MSNBC this weekend. There it is. Garland Gilchrist was on MSNBC this weekend. And Cassie Hunt, I believe, is the host here, is asking about what's happening in Michigan with the absentee. Well, we have no excuse absentee at this point, but also on the mail-in stuff that's happening here in Michigan. Toward the end, she asks about, why is President Trump so concerned about Michigan? This is the back and forth, I think the final question of the interview here between Cassie Hunt and Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist from MSNBC this weekend.
Do you feel like that's the goal here, that the president is ultimately trying to sow seeds that will suggest that the results of a Michigan election come November aren't legitimate?
President Trump has proven that he is very comfortable trafficking misinformation and not telling people the truth. And it's unfortunate that because so many people in America, so many people in the state of Michigan have such respect for the office of the presidency, that we pay attention to what happens. But I think that the president wants to set us up so that there can be a conversation about the legitimacy of an election that he is looking to lose. And that is a really unfortunate thing. That's not how we do democracy here in the United States. And we need to be ready to respond to that forcefully. Any strategy that any politician wants to use to approach an election that makes it more difficult in the context of this pandemic, less safe for people to vote, people need to question the motives of that politician. And that's certainly what I think people in Michigan and across the country are going to do when looking at and analyzing the president's response here. And instead, they're going to look to Joe Biden. They're going to look to Democrats all the way up and down the ticket who are ready to step up, because we want more people to vote, because we want more people to exercise their rights and have the opportunity to treat this election for what it is, which is a referendum on the performance of this president and why we need to go in a different direction.
That's Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist of Michigan on MSNBC this weekend, saying the president already trying to sow seeds of illegitimacy about the November election. The first time I heard that, I misunderstood. He said an election the president is looking to lose, and I at first thought that in some way he was making an argument that the president is hoping to not win re-election in November. He's looking to lose. What he meant, I believe, is that looking to lose as in likely to lose. I mean, Lieutenant Governor thinking that the president is likely to lose the election in Michigan in November and is looking for ways to delegitimize. I find all these comments and projections about President Trump not leaving office, not leaving the White House, calling the Secret Service to escort him from the building, he won't accept the legitimacy. Kind of amusing from a party that is pushing a candidate for vice president who insists that she won this election in Georgia despite not coming close, and continues to Stacey Abrams, of course, is who I'm talking about, and is in the running apparently to be vice president, the vice presidential nominee, the vice presidential choice of Joe Biden, and yet continues to insist that she won this election down in Georgia. Talk about sowing illegitimacy. There's, you know, exhibit number one. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water, and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment